USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As mothers across the country continue to struggle to find baby formula to feed their infants, Republicans are angry that the feds are sending baby formula to the Texas border to feed illegal immigrants. Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick posting a picture on her Facebook page showing pallets of baby formula at a processing center in the border town of McAllen. The White House is throwing some shade at Russian President Vladimir Putin for threatening retaliations if Finland joins NATO.
I would just like to quote the president of Finland and what he said, which I don't think I could state it better in response to this question, which is, as it relates to Russia, you caused this, look at the mirror.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Putin caused the ongoing turmoil in Eastern Europe by invading Ukraine. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The House January 6th committee has issued subpoenas for five House Republicans, GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, Representatives Jim Jordan of Ohio, Scotty Perry of Pennsylvania, Andy Biggs of Arizona, and Mo Brooks of Alabama. Speaking on Fox News, Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona says he has no involvement in any rallies.
But this notion that I somehow was involved in planning a rally, not true. Planning people coming to the Capitol, not true. I've denied that hundreds of times, multiple media outlets. That's simply untrue.
The congressman also says he feels that this is more about headlines than actually uncovering the truth. Mercedes-Benz is recalling more than 292,000 vehicles. They include 2006 through 2012 model GL, ML, and R-Class SUVs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Officials in Laguna Niguel late Thursday say the California coastal fire has scorched about 200 acres, destroying 20 homes and damaging 11 more. Captain Virgil Asunchin, chief of police services in Laguna Niguel, says about 900 residents have been evacuated.
We have received more than 1,250 calls to our hotline. Most are asking about when they could go home. It is vital that it is safe to repopulate for the residents and for our fire personnel that is fighting the fire out there.
He says evacuation orders are still in place as 550 fire crew members work to put out the fire, which is at around 15% containment. The first ever photo of the Milky Way's black hole is being revealed, the image showing an oval-shaped void with a bright ring surrounding it. This is only the second image ever captured of a black hole, while being the first to show a detailed look at the Milky Way's core. The black hole is around 27,000 light-years away and is 4 million times more massive than the Sun. The 2022 NFL regular season schedule is out. To open the season, the reigning Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams will host the Buffalo Bills in the first game of the new season on Thursday, September 8th. With Christmas on Sunday, most games that week will be played on Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.